بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اشعار فاضله الشيخ اول رومي وقت تبريد دوره الشيخ حكيم محمد اختصر ونور الله مرقده. مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے، مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے، مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے، دل غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے، غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے، بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے، بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے، سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے، سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے، غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے، غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے، ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے، ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے، لذت فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے، لذت فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے، کون کہتا ہے کنارا چاہیے، کون کہتا ہے کنارا چاہیے، کیوں حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفاں میں ہے، حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفاں میں ہے، حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفاں میں ہے، تیرے جلووں کا نظارہ چاہیے، تیرے جلووں کا نظارہ چاہیے، اپنی آہوں سے در جانا پہ میر، اپنی آہوں سے در جانا پہ میر، اپنی بگڑی کو سوارا چاہیے، اپنی بگڑی کو سوارا چاہیے، اور آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان، آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان، آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان، غیر کی مجھ کو نہ پرواہ چاہیے، غیر کی ہم کو نہ پرواہ چاہیے، دست بکشا جانب زنبیل ماں، دست بکشا جانب زنبیل ماں، دست بکشا جانب زنبیل ماں، میرے سر کو تیرا سودا چاہیے، میرے سر کو تیرا سودا چاہیے، دست بکشا جانب زنبیل میرے سر کو تیرا سودا چاہیے اختر خستا دور افتادا کو اختر خستا دور افتادا کو ان کی رحمت کا بلاوا چاہیے ان کی رحمت کا بلاوا چاہیے غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے
الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادہ الذین اصطفا ما بعد This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dala Sheikh Azbillah, Rume Waqta Brazi Zamana, Mujaddid Zamana, Hazrat Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Nawar Allah Marqadahu, which as our Hazrat explained, and we just get a brief, not even a brief, not even an iota of a glimpse of the depth of the love of the Ahlullah and our Dala Sheikh. What deep love Hazrat is explaining here, it's definitely beyond me to be sitting here in front, the worst of all, through the barakat of our Shaykh, he allows us to open our dirty mouths here in this Mubarak Majlis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me tawfiq, all of us, to beg for this reality. As it says, beautifully have titled as beautiful bayan, Mujhko Jeene Ka Sahara Chahiye, which all of us says, I want support of life. That in my life I want support, somebody to support me. And Hazrat explains that there is only one support. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ Only upon Allah should the true believers put their trust. And who else is there for us besides Allah? وَهُوَ اللَّهِ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّهُ لَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي الْأُولَى وَالْآخِرَةِ وَلَهُ الْحُكْمُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ Hazrat explains it here in depth, and very depth, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we heard also beautifully before that, how Hazrat himself, how what a man he was, how he grew up his children, how he grew up his daughters, and his daughter also, that the love of Rabbah is far greater than your Abba also. And see all the time that Hazrat used to say, I will never be pleased to see my children in a disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the same thing Hazrat is teaching us here, Mujhko Jeene Ka Sahara Chahiye, Gham Tumhara Dil Hamara Chahiye. That, oh Allah, begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as Hazrat explained last night, where my useless self can ever have an idea of that, that the Ahlullah have termed the great connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is gham, this great worry. And if a person only have this worry, Allah removes every other worry of yours. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, Allah ta'ala says, make your worry one worry, worry of akhirat. That is, فَمَنْ كَانْ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا Whoever has got this worry, I must meet Allah Ta'ala in a state that Allah is happy with me. And I must be happy with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Very easy. Connect yourself to the man of Allah. And under all circumstances, be in the obedience of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Hazrat says, we are all looking for support. But sadly, we look for it in different directions. Somebody thinks the bank manager is my support. Somebody thinks this lawyer is my support. Our support is only in our Creator, our Rabbah, that great, kind being, Allah Rabbul Izzat, who brought us from non-existence into existence. And as Hazrat explains, that when our parents passed away, then we say, I don't have a Abba. Then how did you come in the world? Allah made, but say my Abba has passed away. And if somebody wants to bully you, and even if they are alive, your Rabba, your Abba, sometimes he will fade away when he sees that the opposite party is much more stronger. But Rabba, the whole world can come. The whole United Nations all can come together. They are not even like flies and mosquitoes in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah Ta'ala showed, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّهُ. Nations that Allah gave them strength and might and power, like Ad, Samud, nation of Fir'aun. Allah Ta'ala dropped them down like palm trees lay uprooted from the ground. So Allah Ta'ala teaches us here, through the barakat of our Shaykh and our Mashaykh, that gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. That, oh Allah, I want a life support. And what is that life support of mine? That I must have your great love in my heart. That the pain, that all the time I must be worried, am I doing, I am loving in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that also, as Hazrat teaches us, in the obedience of Allah, as we learn now, Hazrat encouraged his daughter, that time she had a pain that I would love to be with my father in Umrah. And that time her husband said, no, we're going for Umrah. So he said, that is what Allah loves. So do what Allah loves. So this is that we sacrifice our desires even in our ibadat and see what Allah Ta'ala's demand is at that moment. And Hazrat explains beautifully, Behre Ulfat ka kinara chahiye. That this ocean of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in reality has no shores. Because as our Hazrat explained, Allah Ta'ala is unlimited. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unlimited. The marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unlimited. But as Hazrat is begging you, O Allah, give me that spot in your ocean, that sir hamara dar tumhara chahiye, that every moment I can put my head down at your threshold and I can be begging only from you, and I don't beg from anybody else besides you, O Allah. And we find this was the condition, and this is a condition of our Shaykh and our Mashaykh, that any condition comes, any halat comes, immediately turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the first and the last resort. There's no other resort before that. Myself, Allah save me, all of us, we will first turn to the resort of Asbab. And Allah teaches us, Allah has made Asbab as means, as a test from Allah ta'ala. Don't make our Asbab our Arbab. That we first turn to the means, and now we see nobody can help us, then we say Allah is there. Whereas Allah is there from the beginning till the end. And as Hazrat explains here so beautifully, that gham mein bas unka pukara chahiye, unke hote kya sahara chahiye. A person, when you in grief, then who you should turn to? Only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows why Allah brought that grief to you. And Allah ta'ala brings grief, and Allah gives you the tawfiq to make sabr also. So why should you turn to anybody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Hazrat says, when Allah is there, wal hayyul qayyum, Allah ta'ala is the ever loving. And not only loving, Allah is sustaining us. And when a person is in distress, and you say, ya hayyu ya qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghiz, Hazrat says that is such a powerful asma'ul husna, that immediately Allah ta'ala's attention turns towards a person. A person reads, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, three times. Allah Ta'ala sends an angel to ask you. Allah is asking, what is your problem, my banda? And Allah knows all our problem. So Hazrat teaches us here, under all conditions, and like we say, we're going through halat. Halat has come all the time. Myself, all of us, we should ponder and think, first of all myself, the cause of all this halat and problem, the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from my side. How much am I making tawbah, begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me and the whole ummah, and the ummah, the da'wat also, and the ummah who hasn't yet accepted iman, the ummah, the da'wat, we have to make dua for the hidayat first. And then if there's no hidayat, the zalimeen, then Allah ta'ala takes the care of them. But all the time we have to realize, there is only one support, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many times we see, even in this world, Allah shows, a person was very sick, and the person was taking care of him, that person passed away, and the sick person is still living. So who is the real support? Allah shows in this world also, many a times couple passed away very young, and same, who is going to look after their children? In the world when they come already, Allah shows, the mother is in a different condition, the child is being looked after by somebody else. This is all the arrangement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah is there, and Allah will never ever, Allah is always there for us. Allah is ever loving. So we should build our connection with Allah Ta'ala in the only way Allah Ta'ala has commanded. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. Just be with the righteous, pious servants of Allah Ta'ala. And when you be with them, notice all their conditions. Where do they turn to? They turn only to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And how Allah Ta'ala opens the doors where a person and Allah Ta'ala system is, that till the last moment you keep your trust on Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala opens the doors. But Allah Ta'ala shows that when we turn to anybody else, then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, you sort out your own self. And you'll fall into all types of worries, and nothing will get sorted out. And Hazrat says, and who said that you need to be in safe condition, and everything has to be in afiyat? We have to be begging, as our Shaykh teaches us. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught, beg for afiyat, everything is nice and peaceful. But Hazrat says, when there is real enjoyment to turn to Allah Ta'ala, lazzati faryad tufano mein hai, kaun kehta hai kinara chahiye, that the enjoyment of begging from Allah Ta'ala, and the enjoyment of coming, crying to Allah Ta'ala, when there is storm, like everything is just pouring down upon me, this condition, that condition, then Hazrat says, who said that you need to be on the shore? That is the time to enjoy, and that is the time when Allah Ta'ala makes you, if you connected to Allah Ta'ala, then see how at that time a person cries to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Oh my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell my servants, they'll ask you, where is Allah? Say, Allah is very, very close. Allah is closer than our jugular vein. Allah is our life support. So who should we turn to? Only to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Yes, we just request the du'as of our pious, our elders. But du'as are only, and the conditions only come down from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So all the time we should be turning to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. As we learn also, advisors by our pious elders in this time also, we say there's conditions and halat. All the only solution is, turn back to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Run towards the masjid. And this is what Allah Ta'ala wants. That, oh my bandas, where are you lost? Where are you turning away from me? And now you are lost and you're crying and looking for other solutions. No security in the world can help you. The security is only from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when they got this connection from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then the whole world could try and scare them that a huge army is coming. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is sufficient for us. Let the whole world come. What can they do? Allah Ta'ala's support is the only support. And this is what we learn here from the men of Allah Ta'ala. They don't connect us to themselves. They connect us directly to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And thus we need to be all the time in their company till the last moment. And Hazrat says that now when you're in Tufan, it is like storms are coming. This incident happened. This one is sick. That condition, all the time realize, Allah Ta'ala sends conditions to those who He loves. And Allah Ta'ala makes it easy for you, if you get connection with the friends of Allah Ta'ala, to have sabr. And Allah gives us this tawfiq. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salam telling his people, I'm not calling you to me. It is only Allah's tawfiq that has allowed me to call you to Allah Ta'ala. So here also we learn from our mashayikh, that get connected to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and all of us cry to Allah Ta'ala. Then Hazrat says, you'll see that you on the shores, you think it storms. Haasile sahil mujhe tufano mein hai. Tere jalwo ka nazara chahiye. That, oh Allah, I just want that special focus on me, that when I see I'm in storms, and I turn only to you, then automatically I just see the how you say, you opening the ways for me. It's unimaginable. A person in storms, and we hear our mashayikh, Durud-e Tunjina, when the storms were, when the flood, Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Sema Rahmatullah Ali explains his own incident. And all our mashayikh explain, when there's difficult conditions, recite Durud upon Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah's beloved, and the way is just open. And Durud-e Tunjina is so effective. Myself, all of us, let us think, how much do we recite this? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Who is there for us to remove all conditions? And Allah Ta'ala is there. Allah is our support. So Allah Ta'ala brings these conditions when we turn away from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to make us realize where you're turning to. And the men of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah wants to raise their position very high. And the du'as they are making, that Allah make us your very close friends, So accordingly Allah sends conditions to show us that how we should go through these halat and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we find our mashayikh, our dada sheikh, how many years with a stroke. But in that condition also, nobody would really know that Hazrat got a stroke. Hazrat used to be lying on a bed and the bayan is the being played of Hazrat. And it looks like Hazrat is giving bayan there. And so fresh and healthy all the time. Many mashayikh, many ulama used to say that when we used to come for to come and make timadari and to come and visit Hazrat when he was sick and say, and like when a sick person you give him courage. He says when we come there, we Hazrat used to give us courage. And we, as if we are sick, and really we are sick. That spiritually myself, the worst of all, we are really sick. We just come to the man of Allah Ta'ala. Many people say, how Hazrat is not feeling well. You come here just in the company of the man of Allah and see, we will get that courage. And our sickness will realize. So Hazrat says, then addressing his very close, the Khalifa and for all of us, apni aho se dare jana pe mir, apni bigri kuswara chahiye. That, oh Mir, Hazrat Shah Mir Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, and Hazrat is teaching us that if anybody in this world who think you got some position, then your only support is, middle of the night, take out that deep sigh, that cry to Allah, ah, Allah, you know my condition, and put your support on this crying to Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat says, apni bigri kuswara chahiye, that you realize that I am the worst in the world, and how to correct your condition. Don't say, and that my du'as will not be accepted. Allah Ta'ala is waiting, and Allah gets more happy than that person who lost his camel in the desert, and now he says that there's nothing left for me, just maut must come, and all of a sudden he finds it. More happier than that person, Allah loves when a servant turns to Allah Ta'ala, and begs Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. So we shouldn't and never ever become despondent and realize, never ever become heavy consolement that I am close to Allah Ta'ala. As our Hazrat teaches us, this is all for me first of all to realize that these are the paths that we have to be treading on. And only by the support of the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be able to tread this path of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Aap har dam par har dam fida ho meri jaan. غیر کو کی مجھ کو نہ پروا چاہے. That, oh Allah, whatever outside conditions, the threats of anybody else, I won't be worried about it. Every moment what I want from you, oh Allah, that every breath of mine must only be sacrificed in your happiness. Every breath of mine must be sacrificed in your obedience. And that was Hazrat teaches us also. And even in the month of Ramadan, Hazrat used to say, our Dada Sheikh, that every breath, Ya Allah, give me that tawfiq, that I sacrifice every breath of mine in your happiness, in your obedience, not in obedience of anybody else. And I'm not cared what people can say. People can say you are mad, you are loving in this time. No, you need support and you have to see the conditions. We see Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu taking mashwara from the whole, from the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, that crucial moment when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken away from the face of the earth and the ummah is in turmoil now. People are turning and becoming murtad. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, one man gave the whole ummah support. That now, what Allah Ta'ala wants, I'm not worried what everybody else say. Everybody are confused and giving mashwara according to their level. But then he says, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُولِ. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was definitely there, our great guide. But he is a messenger of Allah Ta'ala. Now when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away, now is the test to see how we're going to turn our heels around. And we're going to turn away from Allah. Now we have to love on that way that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. And this is the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The pain that they go through when their close ones, their beloved ones, when they leave the world, what pain they go through, but how they hold themselves, how they keep themselves firm so that the whole ummah can be firm. Allah ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq and understanding. And Hazrat teaches, Allahu Akbar, what a dua Hazrat Ta'ala, Hazrat is presenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Das bakusha janib zambil hai ma. Mere sar ko tera soda chahiye. That, oh Allah, you gave me my life. So your very, very blessed favors that you are distributing all the time. Like so to say, Allah is that, Allah is that very generous king, the greatest of all, the kings of kings, who is just distributing all the time. So Hazrat is saying that, oh Allah, I'm putting my basket in front of you, and your hands of blessings, and all the time that you are distributing, Tabarakalladhi biyadil mulk, very might and great is that great Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is just giving out barakat. But we have to put our hands in front of Allah. We have to be begging from Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat is saying, Ya Allah, my basket is placed in front of you. It's not worth being accepted, but your blessed and Mubarak hands. You don't look at who's asking, you distribute according to how much desire we have. Mere sar ko tera soda chahiye. All I want, oh Allah, please accept me. I'm not worth being yours, but you make me yours. And we find the friends of Allah Ta'ala, especially towards the end of their life, Allahumma kullana waj'alna lak. Oh Allah, make us yours, and make me yours, and you become ours. And don't you, Allah Ta'ala, take us to task. Otherwise, there is nobody that can help us. And finally, Hazrat, in his very, very humble way, which is myself to learn, after all this great love of Allah Ta'ala, in the company of the beloveds of Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat still addresses himself. It is not worth me being saying the statement also. Hazrat says, Akhtari Khasta, this very humble soul of yours, that is not worth anything, which in reality is Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. When they go through the company of the men of Allah and this love comes, then the more you get, man arafa rabba, faqad arafa nafsa. When you get a glimpse of the marifat of Allah Ta'ala, then you realize where me and Allah Ta'ala. Not even worth to be in the filth of this world, and Allah Ta'ala allows me to beg in front of Allah. And Hazrat says that I am worth being pushed away, O Allah, but unki rahmat ka bulawa chahe. All I want, Allah, out of your mercy, just engulf me in your mercy. And that is what we should be begging all the time. And Allah taught us a so beautiful dua. Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib, our Dada Shaykh, used to say, which we learned from our Shaykh, that sabse pyara ne, sabse pyare ko, sabse pyari dua sun, sabse pyari dua ata farmaye. The most beloved Allah Ta'ala gave to his most beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the most beloved dua, Rabbi Ghfir Warham Wa Anta Khairul Rahimin. Oh Allah, you forgive me. Have mercy on me. And Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, nobody was able to enter Jannat but with the mercy of Allah. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even you, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, said, not even me, but Allah has already engulfed me in His mercy. So we should all the time begging Allah, drown us into your mercy through the barakat of our shaykh and our mashayikh, and keep us close to them all the time till our last moment, and take us out of His rahmat in the company of the righteous.